clouds are gonna rise again.
Well, the good Lord thought he would make him a man.
These bones are gonna rise again.
He took a little mud and a handful of sand.
These bones are gonna rise again.
Thought he would make him a woman too.
These bones are gonna rise again.
He knew exactly what to do.
These bones are gonna rise again. I know it, sister, these bones are gonna rise again.
Well, it took a reel from Adam's side.
These bones are gonna rise again.
Made Miss Eve for to be his bride.
These bones are gonna rise again.
Put them in a garden rich and fair.
These bones are gonna rise again.
Told them they could have anything was there.
These bones are gonna rise again. I know it, indeed, sister. I know it, these bones are gonna rise again.
You must not eat.
These bones are gonna rise again.
If you do, you'll have to flee.
These bones are gonna rise again.
Serpent coiled around the stump.
These bones are gonna rise again.
Ask Miss Eve if she'd eat some.
These bones are gonna rise again. I know it, indeed, sister. I know it, these bones are gonna rise again.
Off this tail there is no more.
These bones are gonna rise again.
Eve ate the apple, gave Adam the core.
These bones are gonna rise again.
And it's Sonny the core.
I know it, indeed, sister. I know it, these bones are gonna rise again. I know it, indeed, sister. I know it, these bones are gonna rise again.
Well, this group here, I've always enjoyed introducing this group. Most of you people have met the Lewis family, but I would like to say we're from over in the state of Georgia. And this is all Lewis's up here. They all one family. Well, one of them, my grandson.
There's some old ones and some young ones.
Yeah.
Some old Lewis's and some young ones. Start off with this ugly young Lewis right here.
No, this is nice looking fella. And he started working with us last year.
He's my grandson. Down to the beautified end down here, Papa.
He's my grandson, and I'm proud of him, and his name's Travis. Let's make him welcome. Thank you.
Get that young generation out of the way and start on the one that's been with you a long time, Pop.
This one does a good job playing, singing, laughing, talking. Her name's Polly. So let's make her welcome. Thank you. Here's our old standby when we first started singing.
Looks like she's been standing by a long time, too, don't it?
And she deserves a nice
Isn't it what we call the evergreen, the antique of the family right here? She's got a lot of miles on her, folks. She's got so many miles on her, we run her speedometer back 3 times.
Yes,
she's just like an old greyhound bus. She can't wear out, and she's worth too much to throw away.
She looks good, sings good, and her name's Miggy. A nice hand for Miggy. Thank you. Here's the youngest girl.
I'm talking about, she ain't had but an hour's sleep all night, too. Get on up there so they can see.
This one does a good job playing and singing, and when you hear that high part, it's Janice. So let's make her welcome. Thank you. Here's our songwriter, and he plays lead, sings lead, tries to keep little Roy quiet, and his name is Wallace. A nice hand for Wallace.
Now, tell them about your number one.
Well, this fella here,
the one that you have saved to the end, to tell them. Tell them back in 34 years ago how proud you were when the doctor told you that you had you a banjo picker.
Well, we need the banjo picker, that's true.
Tell them, Pop.
But we didn't need two. I'm glad it wasn't twins, for sure.
You better be glad I didn't look like Sonny Osborn, Pop.
Yeah, Nathan, that's right.
He is ugly and eat up.
You know, this fella does a good job playing, singing, laughing, and talking. And you know, I told you we was from down in Georgia. So I tell you what I'm going to do next year. I'm going to plant about 500 acres of peanuts, and I'm going to run him for something. Little Roy, yeah.
And head old Goober himself, Pop Lewis. Let's give him a big hand. You know, I got on the trailway bus the other day, and I was going to go from my home to Atlanta, Georgia. We were driving up the road, and we saw this big man. He was waiting to get on the bus. Well, he paid the bus driver, and that bus, it was loaded. It would hold 44 folks, and it wasn't hardly a seat left. That big old man paid his money, and he wobbled away back to the back of the bus like this. When he saw one seat on the left there, that where he wanted to sit, he made a sharp left turn, and when he did, his coat button just snatched a Sister Katie woman's hat completely off her head. She looked at him. She said, "You move that beer stomach out of my face." He said, "Lady, I hate to tell you this, but I'm a preacher." She said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Will you get that chicken coop out of my face?" I want to play this Bicentennial song. I have it on my banjo album. The banjo album is about 2 years old. When I recorded it, I didn't have no idea that it was going to be a bicentennial song, but it is. And I'm going to play it for all you folks, and it's a song called God Bless America and America the Beautiful. It goes like this.